Let's get to our highlights here. Took a while for the good stuff to arrive as there was about a 5 minute, 6 minute gap in scoring for both teams early in the first half. But finally, the Pilots were able to find the big freshman, Vasilija Vucinic, to get them cranked up. Austin into the paint. Throws it out to Robertson. Now dump it down to Vucinic, who just checked in, backing in. Left-handed hook. There it is for the big freshman from Montenegro, and that ends the drought for the Pilots. 7-5. They're down two. And that was at 11 and a half minutes to go in the first half. We mentioned Tyler Robertson getting a lot of good looks from three, but he got the first one to go with 8:41 to play in the first half. Leaves it to Harvey in a dead sprint against traffic. Finds Perry in the right corner. Back to Vucinic on top. Swing at Robertson. Wide open three. There it goes. Finally got the first one to go. Now he'll settle in, making his first start for the Pilots here after missing the first two games with a sprained ankle. From there, the Pilots had to rely on their defense while the offense took a while to percolate. But that defense, you heard Shante Leggins, when you don't shoot poorly, you can still give yourselves opportunity at the other end of the floor. Leaves it for Agnew. Drives on Harvey down the lane. Hook pass too far in front. Shot clock violation. Good defense that time from the Pilots to force the turnover. So a tight, tight game. Chris Austin then started to crank it up and was the difference offensively in the first half for Portland. Pilots reset with 15 on the shot clock. Gets a screen. Austin down the lane off the glass. Count the bucket and the foul. From there, Mike Meadows was able to get his name in the scoring column. Blocked by Meadows on the drive from Morency. Austin on the break. Euro step reverse lay-in with a right hand. But that would be the only field goal for Mike Meadows. Again, we are kind of paying attention to that sore hand. Moses Wood scored in double figures in the first two games. You knew at some point he would be a factor. It's Robertson now backing into the paint. Kicks it out. Swing it. Wood, left corner three. Buried it. All cord. And a sigh of relief from Coach Leggins. The lead back to eight for the Pilots at 26-18. And that would carry them into the start of the second half. From there, the guys started to find Tyler Robertson down in the paint. Now Meadows cuts back door. No look pass to Robertson. Up and in. Great job by Chica being strong with the ball and waiting till Meadows got below the defenders. Four in a row, 32-25, Pilots by seven. 13-20 to go in the second half there. Portland would continue to extend the lead. Joshua sets him a screen. Joshua driving on Meadows, turns the corner all the way to the rack, gets it off the glass and down. Strong drive by Byron Joshua. He's got five. And he would go on to have 20 points, high scorer, and the only reason Alcorn State was within shouting distance there in that second half. From there, Yaru Harvey starting to get a few more minutes with Mike Meadows nursing that sore right hand. He got a little two-man game going with Robertson. Robertson now surveys, hands off to Harvey, turns the corner with a dribble, put it between his legs, spins back, bounce pass, Robertson lays it up at the rim. Great little two-man game between Harvey and Robertson. And Tyler now finding his rhythm. He's got nine. 41-29 at that point. Under 9 minutes to go, Robertson wasn't done. He'll wait for help. Austin on the right wing. Dribbles into the corner. Henry jumps out on him. Austin gets around him. Leaves it for Robertson, who lays it up and in. 11-point lead. Pilots would lead by as many as 14 in that second half. But some costly turnovers allowed Alcorn State to try and come back. Another big defensive play late, this time Chris Austin. Chris turns the corner, ball batted away. Turnover to Montgomery. On the run against Wood, goes right in. Blocked by Chris Austin with great help. Wood did a good job to take the contact in the chest. Meadows hit the deck. And Chris Austin coming over the top with a ferocious rejection. Braves were relentless, though. They eventually got it down to a one-possession game with time running down. The Pilots needed somebody to step up. That was Moses Wood. We're down to 50 seconds in the game. Meadows now working against Joshua. Gets a screen from Robertson, who slips it, bumps it to him. Far corner, Moses Wood for three. That'll ice it! 60-54, 40 seconds to go. Pilots would make enough free throws and get the ball in bounds to hold on. 62-58, the final. Tyler Robertson with 19, Moses Wood 14, Chris Austin 16, your leading scorers. And Portland now 2-1 on the young season.